This meditation will have two parts. The first part is meditating on suffering due to the change in form. So what do I mean by that? So first, what you'll do is when you're in the meditation, you'll contemplate your own body, your own form from prior ages in your life. And you'll look at what is it that you liked about that form? What is it that you did not like? And also, did that form last? So for example, you could start with when you were a baby. Maybe you remember what you looked like as a baby from photos, maybe not. If you don't, you can just think about generally experience of being a baby. So for example, what you might like about being a baby is that people love you. They loved you. Typically with babies, someone's around the baby, they want to touch the baby. They want to give affection. They want to say loving things. Mother loves to feed the baby and say nice things to the baby. But what you might not like about being a baby is you can't really do much on your own. Kind of weak, for the most part helpless, crying a lot. And did being a baby last? No, I mean, none of us are babies anymore. So that's one example. So then you can go through different parts of your life, like for example, when you're a child. You can also think about when you were a teenager. So for me, for example, when I was a teenager, I was very muscular. I was really into working out, and I felt really good about that. I felt good physically. I felt good because people liked how I looked. I had a lot of self-confidence. What I didn't like, looking back on that, is I was a bit arrogant in that form. And did that last? No, that didn't last. I actually got injured, and the ability to be really muscular went away. That's another example of for me, how I would contemplate that age of being a teenager. So you can take your own examples of different ages and look at what you liked, did not like, and did it last. Then the next part is you actually look at your own form, your body, right now. Your eyes are going to be closed, and you'll actually scan, you'll look at different parts of your body, and think about, well, what is it that you like about your body? What is it you don't like? So, for example, you might like that you have hair on your body, or you might not like that your hair falls out, or that you're missing some hair in some places. So you just go through your body. Maybe there's some sort of pimple or birthmark that you like, you don't like. Maybe there's some fat that you don't like. Maybe you like that your digestion is working. So you just really scan through your body and take an inventory of it. You also want to ask, is this current body that you have, is that going to last? And so you really want to contemplate this. Is this going to last? And try to see for yourself what is the answer you come to. And then the last part of this phase is think about the other bodies, other living beings' bodies. These could be people you know, things that you like about them, things you don't like. They could be animals, they could be celebrities. So you just think about other beings' bodies, what you like, don't like, and are those bodies going to last? And ultimately, at the end of this first phase, the conclusion will very likely be that none of the forms ever last. You know, be them the current forms, previous forms, even in this very moment, the form in my mouth, like there are bacteria forming in my mouth. My mouth is getting dry. There's becoming less moist. That's just a very detailed, minute example of that this form is changing right now for me. And the reality is that we're all subject to this aging. We're all subject to death. And this form is constantly changing. And once you realize that and you accept that, then you go to the second part of the meditation, which is loving kindness. Recognizing that all living beings that have a form are suffering because the form never lasts and it's constantly changing, then what you do is you send out the loving kindness that may they be well and free from this suffering, this constant change, and may no harm or difficulty come to them. And the way that you do that is when you're meditating, you're going to do this in different directions. So you start with your eyes closed, you actually start by sending out the loving kindness or metta in front of you. And this is actually a limitless field of metta that you create. You see it in your mind's eye and you feel it as you send out the metta, and you also think those loving kindness thoughts of may all these beings be well. They're all suffering. May they be free from that suffering. And may no harm or difficulty come to them. May they have peace. And you really want to feel that limitless in front of you. And then in the same way, you'll do that behind you. You feel that. You see it in your mind. And you think those thoughts behind you. And then the same thing with the left and the right. And you want to spend some time in each direction. And then above as well, and then below. And each of these directions, the metta or loving kindness is limitless. So you send that out, and there's literally no limit to how far it can go. It can go actually beyond the planet. Even when you send it down, it can go into the earth and beyond whatever is below that. So this is a limitless sending of metta in each of the directions. And when you do this, you have the mood of being a mother. And all of these beings you're sending it out to, as if they're your only child, and that you care so deeply for these beings. And you really want them to be free from this suffering, and to be at peace and at ease, and to not have challenges in their lives. To have that mood of being like a mother, sending it out to your only child. And then if there's time, which there likely will be, then you go on to, you can think of specific examples of people who you know or who you don't know. Once you've done the directions, then you can send out the metta to specific people. You can recall them. They could be your friends or your family. They could be politicians. And it's actually particularly helpful to send the metta out to people who you don't like. What's very important is to be sending this out free from judgment and free from hatred or anger or ill will. Maybe you don't like, you know, the president of some country, but it's really important that you send out this metta because that person is suffering just like all of us, because their body is constantly changing and they're subject to this death. Into this aging. So we're really recognizing we're all subject to this suffering. Even those who maybe you can't stand thinking about, that's especially important to send the metta out because they're suffering too. And so really put aside any sort of judgment, any ill will that you have, and send out that metta. You know, really wish them well and that they be free and that they don't have harm or difficulty. Maybe they have some tendency you view as negative. Just really ask that they be at ease and have peace. And so it's very important to be free from the hatred or ill will when sending out the metta. So once again, the sequence is, in the first part, you look at the suffering due to the change in form, which is your body. You look at your body from the past ages, different ages in your life. What did you like about that form? What did you not like? And did it last? You go through those different ages. Then you look at your current age, your current body at this time. And you can scan your body, look at what are these things I like or don't like about this form. And then also ask yourself, is this going to last? Is it lasting in this moment? And then you go on and then contemplate the forms of other bodies. It could be people who are at this gathering, people you've seen today, really anybody you can think of, whether you know them or you don't know them. You just think of all other forms and what you like, don't like, and will the form last? And then once you have recognized and accepted that the form never lasts, and that we're all subject to this aging, this death, this impermanence, then you go to the second phase, which is the sending of the metta, the loving kindness. And you want to do this in all the directions, spend time in each direction, forward, backward, left, right, above, and below. And you really want to feel and sense that direction, and also think those, you know, those loving kindness thoughts. And then you go on to those who you may know or not know. You can take individuals, you can take groups of people, maybe send the metta out to a part of the world that's actually having war or there's a lot of strife or poverty. You can do that as well. And again, it's really wishing that these thoughts of may all the beings be well. You know, they're all subject to this change in form, just like I am. And may they be free from this suffering. And may no harm or difficulty come to them. And really having that feeling of caring and, you know, putting aside judgment or hatred when you're doing this. Yeah, this is going to be a 30-minute period of silent meditation. So I won't be giving any prompting during the 30 minutes. This is an inquiry that each person generates within themselves, and also an offering that each person is generating, and it's an organic offering that's unique for each person. Yes. So the question is, would I explain metta a bit more? Metta is just another word for loving kindness. So that's what it is. It's really thinking those thoughts of wellness for all beings, and then also for the specific beings in the latter part. Was there something more specific that you were wondering about it? Yeah, metta is a word from Pali, the ancient language of Pali, which was spoken by the Buddha. And so it means loving kindness. Yeah. So when you send metta again, it's really just the feeling and also those thoughts that everyone's suffering. Just like us. None of this is lasting forever. So even those people you might call terrible, very important to send them metta as well. Mm-hmm. Very important, because they're suffering as well. I'll ring the bell 3 times. We'll sit for 30 minutes, and then I'll ring it again 3 times, and then there will be an opportunity for sharing.